The inheritances of the 12 tribes. Today, the inheritance of Zebulun. We read in Joshua 19, and the third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun according to their families. And the border of their inheritance was to Sarid. And their border went up toward the sea and to Maralah, and came upon Dabasheth, and came upon the brook that is before Jokneam. And it turned back around from Sarid eastward toward the rising of the sun and to the border of Kisloth Tabor. And it went out to Dabaroth and went up to Japhia. And from there it crossed over eastward toward the sunrise to Gath Hefer, to Ittah Kazin. And it goes out to Rimon Methoar, to Naah. And the border turned around it from the north to Hanathon, and its outgoings are in the ravine of Jiphtha-El, and Kattath, and Nahalal, Shimron, and Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities and their villages. This is the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities and their villages. We read in Genesis 30, and Leah conceived yet again and gave birth to a sixth son for Jacob. And Leah said, God has endowed me with a good dowry. This time my man will cohabit with me, for I have given birth to six sons for him. And she called his name Zebulun. From Arcana Celestia 3960, Leah's saying signifies in the supreme sense the divine itself of the Lord and his divine human. In the internal sense, the heavenly marriage. And in the external sense, conjugal love. This is evident from the signification of cohabiting and also from the rest of the words Leah then spoke. That dwelling together or cohabitation in the internal sense is the heavenly marriage is from the same cause. For this marriage comes forth from the divine marriage, which is the union of the Father and the Son, or of the divine itself of the Lord with his divine human. The heavenly marriage is that which is called the Lord's kingdom and also heaven. And this is because it comes forth from the divine marriage, which is the Lord. This then is what is signified in the internal sense by cohabitation, and hence it is that heaven likewise is called habitation of God. The reason why dwelling together or cohabitation in the external sense is conjugal love is that all genuine conjugal love comes forth from no other source than the heavenly marriage, which is that of good and truth. And this is from the divine marriage, which is the Lord as to his divine itself and his divine human. See what has been said before on these subjects, as that the heavenly marriage is from the divine good, which is in the Lord, and the divine truth, which is from him. That from the heavenly marriage is conjugal love. That those who are in genuine conjugal love dwell together in the inmost of their life, and thus in the love of good and truth, for these are the inmosts of their life. That conjugal love is the fundamental love of all loves. That there is a marriage of good and truth in heaven, in the church, in everyone in it, and in everything in nature. That this marriage is in everything in the Word. And that thus in the supreme sense, the Lord himself is in it. That by Jesus Christ is signified the divine marriage. And she called his name Zebulun. He was named Zebulun from dwelling together or cohabitation. In the original language, Zebulun means cohabitation. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000, we read in Apocalypse Revealed number 359. This signifies the conjugal love of good and truth, also with those who will be of the Lord's new heaven and new church. By Zebulun, in the highest sense, is signified the union of the divine itself and the divine human in the Lord. In the spiritual sense, the marriage of good and truth with those who are in heaven and in the church. And in the natural sense, conjugal love itself. Therefore, here, by Zebulun, is signified the conjugal love of good and truth. He was also named from cohabitation, and cohabitation is said of married partners whose minds are joined into one, for such conjunction is spiritual cohabitation. The conjugal love of good and truth, which is here signified by Zebulun, is the conjugal love of the Lord and the church. The Lord is the good of love itself, and he gives to the church to be truth from that good. And cohabitation with him is effected when the man of the church receives good from the Lord in truths. In this case, the marriage of good and truth takes place with man, which is the church itself, and he becomes a heaven. Hence it is that the kingdom of God, that is, heaven and the church, is so often compared in the word to a marriage. Questions and comments. Number one, what is meant by the marriage of good and truth? How can we be in this marriage and so receive a heavenly inheritance? Number two, how can married partners let their minds be joined into one so that they dwell together spiritually? Number three, why must there be the union of the divine itself and the divine human in the Lord? What happens if people do not believe in this union in the Lord?